awful it feels to be abandoned. And that's what Adam and Angelica wanted me to feel when they dropped me down here.
Save it, Holiday. I don't care. How can I hear you anyway? It feels like you're in my head.
I am. Because we're connected. And we always will be.
This makes no sense.
That I'm trapped in a box at the bottom of the ocean? It's a pretty hard thing to make up. Adam did to me what Dr. Whittier did to you guys years ago.
You said it was Adam and Angelica. There's no way Adam would work with her. He hates her.
Well, they're partners now.
No. He wouldn't.
Look, Cam, I know that for a long time Adam was all you had. But all he cares about is power and revenge. He could have come back for you. Instead, he left you for dead. And now he's uploaded himself into a body that looks like mine so we can get inside my family. And if you don't help me stop him, Cyrus and Bertie and my parents, they might not survive.
Unbelievable, Badger. You couldn't just be cool. Stay loyal. You had to go and side with the humans. I mean, it's so pathetic. Watching you sit there and eat their food with that big grin on your face.
Ooh, tasty, Dr. A, tasty. Now love me like I'm a real boy.
Blech. And now what am I supposed to do with you? It's hard enough to stash a hoverboard, but a body? Although dumping real Holiday in the ocean worked pretty well. I do like the irony. Maybe we drop you in the icy waters of Alaska. Well, I guess we have our plan. Up you go! We got a boat to catch.
Hedger's been up there with Holiday for a long time.
Give them time, Bird.
You could give them a year and a half.
Brinley, if you hadn't started picking on Holiday...
Oh, so now this was my fault?
Nobody's saying that.
I am.
Sigh.
No, it's fine. Cyrus wants to stay in denial. Let him. But let's face it, Holiday has been acting nuts. And knowing that, you all decided to gang up on her?
It was a dinner of support.
Let me guess, Sinus, that was your idea? Yet another brilliant plan.
Oh, and a visit from her worst frenemy was what, Brinley? Your stab at a Nobel Peace Prize?
Your showing up may have confused you, Brinley. No more than your being here, Electro Girl.
Hey, now...
No need for name-calling.
Wow, this night got a little less boring. I think we should hear more from Casey and Brinley, don't you?
Bertie?
You want to hear from me? Fine. Because you accused me of making up stuff about Holiday at school, but you just witnessed it. Still think I'm lying, or are you going to man up and face facts? Got nothing to say? Fine, let me say a little more.
Oh boy.
I've done nothing but help you and your family. Stood by the whole crazy bunch. Kept your absolutely insane secrets. Even when I wanted nothing to do with you.
I mean, she's got a point.
You want to have this fight? Fine, by me. But not here, not now.
Sure, let's sweep more under the rug. Anything for Holiday, right?
No one is downplaying what you've done for us, Brinley. And I know you two need to talk some things out. But I agree with Cyrus. We really need to focus on Holiday right now.
You're kicking me out?
Of course not.
Look, Brinley, clearly something is up with Holiday.
Yeah, I know! I'm the one that said that! But oh yeah, sorry, I invented it, right, Cyrus?
I'm going to find Holiday.
You do that. I'm going home. Do me a favor, next time you schedule one of these family dinners, leave me off the guest list.
You were never on the guest list.
Fine.
Fine!
Fine, I'm going!
Goodbye!
Bye!
Bye.
Mom, Dad, I'll be upstairs.
I know you feel like we all left you in that cave.
You did. I was stuck under those rocks for days. And I could hear the rescuers. I heard them pull you out, and Cyrus, and even Magnus. I kept waiting for them to get me, and then...
They left.
And I was all alone. In the dark. In the silence.
How did you...
One inch at a time. One rock at a time.
I'm sorry, I really am. Cyrus nearly died, and then I had to stop Adam. Try to stop Adam.
My entire existence, I followed Adam's lead. He was the one with the plans. He made me feel special. Important. He had the idea for this place, and the missions were fun and exciting. But he started getting...
Crazy?
Dangerous. I didn't want a war with humans.
That's exactly what Adam is trying to start now. It's why he left you and why he dropped me here. Please, Cam, help me.
The way I feel right now, I don't know.
You're sad.
What? No. Sad is not... It's feelings.
Yeah.
How could I have feelings?
Because it's not about whose DNA you have or how you were built. You have feelings because you cared about people. And that's why I know you understand why I have to save my family.
Right, Badge. Out we go.
Brinley! What are you doing climbing in the window?
This is Cyrus's room, right?
No, this is my room.
Oh, oops. Well, I got into a fight with Cyrus and didn't want to leave angry. But I also didn't want to deal with Casey, so ladder up to bedroom window it was. Only, I guess I picked the wrong... Why is Badger on the ground in there?
Oh, right. He's down for his 6-minute nap. Maybe you should give him some privacy.
Huh, this isn't his regular time, is it? He looks a little... odd.
Why are you coming in here? Seriously, some privacy?
Holiday, why are you looking at me like that?
What are you talking about?
Kind of like you hate me and like you're afraid of me.
Isn't everyone?
Good point, but no. This is different. You're not Holiday.
What are you talking about?
Holiday was a lot of things, but she was never vindictive. She would never hurt people on purpose.
What can I say? I've changed.
No, it's more than that. You fooled everyone else because they wanted so desperately to believe you were her. Especially Cyrus. He's so happy to have his sister back that he can't see she isn't. Luckily, I don't have that problem. Perks of being a frenemy and all.
You talk a lot.
Duh. Is that Whittier's remote on the dresser? Badger's not down for his 6 minutes, is he? You turned him off! Who are you?
Always knew you were clever.
Again, duh. Now let's be honest. You can't power me down with that little remote of yours. So spill the tea, sister.
Who am I to disrespect a request for honesty?
How's this for honesty? Hello again, Brinley.
Adam?
Surprise! And now that you know, what are you gonna do about it?